Hi, this is Chirunandan Srinath.
And this is Maitreya.
And welcome to the Atambic Cricket Podcast. Yes, welcome to the Atambic Cricket Podcast. I'm joined with my co-host Maitreya. Maitreya, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, listeners, if you're watching this on iTunes, please rate it. It will help us a lot. So what a game was this, Maitreya. Excellent from India, excellent from Akshar Patel. And this is the first time a test match has been completed in 2 days since 1935. So did you enjoy the game, Maitreya? What were your feelings while seeing the match? England were all out for 112 and then India all out for 145. At this moment, did you think India will lose or did you still have hopes that India will win?
Yes, so at that point I felt the lead should have been a little bit more. I felt like about 30-40 runs more would be like more enough, I felt. So that was my feeling at that point of time. I didn't know that it would take a drastic turn afterwards. So at that point I felt like 30-40 more runs were needed. The lead should have been more, I felt. But afterwards, I learned that the lead was fine.
Yes, great. Okay, must be embarrassing for England, you know, after winning the toss, electing to bat first and then just losing quickly their wickets. Not only in the first innings, even in the second innings. You know, it wouldn't be possible if Akshar Patel wasn't picked. But do tell me about this. It was a day and night test. Ping ball test. So many predicted, including us in the previous episode, we have said that India may take 3 paces and 2 spinners, but that proved to be wrong. You know, we clearly saw the conditions. Akshar Patel got many wickets, Ashwin got many wickets, and then Leach. And we have seen even Joe Root getting a 5-wicket haul. So the pitch was favoring spin. So what did you think about this change?
Yes, so at that point, after seeing the first few overs itself, I understood that taking spinners was very important for India. And Akshar Patel was a brilliant choice, I felt. And if you see, England didn't take, as a spin bowler, they took only Jack Leach. So Root was a part-time bowler, so that was unexpected. Means Root bowling was at that time when he saw that the pitch was good for spinners. That time he took the ball, but normally if you see, Root wasn't counted as a spinner. So according to the situations and the pitch there, actually taking 2 spinners for India really helped, because 3 spinners, though they used only Washington second time when we bowled. So, mainly they bowled the spinners. See, if you see, Ishan Sharma and Bumrah. Bumrah got 6 overs and Ishan Sharma got 5 overs. And
in the second innings, they never bowled. Ishan Sharma and Bumrah never bowled. Only Washington Sundar, maybe not even an over. I haven't seen observe clearly, but Ashwin and Akshar Patel. I feel this spin combo is very good.
Just 4 balls and he got the wicket, the last wicket. So just 4 balls he got.
Yeah. And Akshar Patel and Ashwin is a really nice spin combo for India. I think he's a perfect replacement for Jadeja. So, but it's a quite weird thing because Jadeja is an all-rounder. He provides with the ball and the bat. I've talked about that. Washington Sundar is a perfect replacement for Jadeja in previous episodes. Seeing his bat performance, and his bowling wasn't so good. But Akshar Patel is able to bowl so nicely, but isn't able to bat so nicely. But we'll see. He has played only 2 matches, so there are a lot of games for him, and I think. If he bats out well, I think he's a perfect replacement for Jadeja and a good all-rounder to add into the squad, into the team anytime.
Yes.
Maitreya, one more question to add to this. You know, we played in Narendra Modi Cricket Stadium, the world's largest cricket stadium. And England have lost in just 2 days. So was it the pitch affecting, or was it the pink ball day and night test? You know, that pink ball affecting, which was affecting, because we're going to see another test at this same stadium and also 5 T20 internationals. So it will be tough for England team if it's the pitch. But what do you think was affecting the play there?
Yes, so at this point we cannot say whether it was a pitch and the pink ball, because mostly if you see, I feel the pitch was the main problem. But unless we play another, the next test when we play with the red ball, then we can find out if the pink ball also played a role in there. But I feel the pink ball and the pitch both played a significant role there. So both are really involved in that low scoring, keeping it a low scoring game. I think both the pink ball and the pitch was involved. And even since it was day night test, so I think even the playing in the night also was another factor there. So these three factors I feel were the thing for making it a low scoring game.
Yeah. If it's going to be a low scoring, I'm really interested to see the 5 T20 internationals, because a low scoring game and maybe some big hitting in the chasing, highest run chases, we may not be able to see them, because if it's going to be a low scoring game, T20 internationals will be affected very badly. But interesting, it will be interesting to see how the bowling takes on, how the pitch will take on. But we'll move on to the scorecard. So if you see the scorecard, Jack Crawley was added into the team instead of Rory Burns. Excellent 50 from him. We have seen him struggling in Sri Lanka when he played spin, but in India he feels a little bit comfortable, right, Jack Crawley?
Yes, I think because he played more of, since he was an opener, I feel he played more of a pace than spin this match. Because if you see the first few overs, Bumrah and Ishan Sharma bowled. So those were the overs he got to bat more. Because if you see, he was an opener. Those were the overs he got to bat more. And when it came to spinners, he improved a lot. But he couldn't survive for much time when it came to the spinners. So if you see, most of the runs came through the fast bowlers only. When Ishan Sharma and Bumrah bowled, he got those quick runs. But later on, he slowed down, and when the spinners came, he eventually got out to excel putting.
Yeah. Did you see him struggling with the spinners? Because I haven't seen. I've seen only the highlights. Did you by chance see him playing the spinners?
Yes, I saw at that time, but he just means it's not called struggling, means he couldn't hit, means he's like, he defended the ball, means he defended nicely whichever balls, but some balls like Exa Patel was changing the length of the ball, the speed of the ball, so everything was in Exa Patel's hands, so no batsman can control that. So you cannot just say that it's struggling, but he could maintain for some time. I think that was great in this pitch with pink ball and with all the factors making it a bowling friendly match. I think him surviving for that much time is also very great. So I think that was not struggling actually, but that's not the right word there. But he managed, he kept himself there for a long time.
Yeah, excellent from him. You know, we have seen all other batsmen struggling there, you know, including Bairstow, including Joe Root. But he has stuck to the crease. He played a brilliant role. And if that 50 wasn't a hit, maybe if Rory Burns still stayed in the team, if he wouldn't have hit it, then I think England would have been in a very difficult situation. Yes, they did lose. But if Jack Crawley wasn't included, I think it would be even worse. But congratulations, Jack Crawley, on your 50. Nice comeback you made. And we'll move on to Johnny Bairstow. So he goes for a duck in the both innings. So 0-0 in the both innings. And do you think of bringing in Lawrence back as a replacement for him back?
If you see, Bairstow is actually a very good player. So seeing him by one match, I think, isn't fair. But bringing in Lawrence is a good call, I feel, because Lawrence also had given his share of whatever you say, his amount he has given. So bringing in bringing in Lawrence is no problem, but you should give Bairstow another chance. I feel you should let him play also, because Bairstow is also a good player. So many people didn't hit well. So since he was a batsman, he is being looked into, but even the other players also didn't play well. So we have to give him one more chance. I feel you have to see him. So in the next test, if they give him a chance, I think it should be great, and he should prove himself at that time. If he is getting a chance, he should prove himself.
And then Sibley going for a duck. Sibley also goes for a duck. And then Root 17, Stokes 6, Pope 1, Foulkes 12, Archer 11, Leeds 3, Broad 3, Anderson 0. So this was the scorecard we have to see from England. England's horror batting, I would say it. Horror batting, you know, in the both innings. But it was because of this man, Akshar Patel. You know, talk about this, Akshar Patel. He has just played 4 innings and already 3-5 wicket hauls. You know, great from him. Could you just talk about Akshar Patel? And his bowling average is also good. Not bad. It's very good, I mean.
Yes, so from the time I saw Akshar Patel in this 2020 IPL season, I felt he should be included to the Indian side. You know, there also he bowled very economically. He took those wickets, and the length and the turn and the speed, you know, everything was in his control. At that time, I observed. So bringing him to the Indian side, I felt very great in the first match itself. And I liked the decision at that time. And he has proved himself also. Many people criticized that move, but now he has proved himself. So if you see, economically, he has just in the first innings that he bowled, he has in the second match, he has just, his economy is just 1.75. That's the lowest. So if you see, and he took 6 wickets also, and he bowled the most overs, 21.4 overs. So if you see all this for a person who's playing just his second test, this will be a big achievement. For a youngster to do such big things is a very great thing. And Akshar Patel already got his first 10 wicket haul in a match. So I think if he's going at this pace, I think he can be the next great spinner of India. After Ashwin, I think he'll be the next greatest spinner of India.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you what is happening with England in the second test and third test. What I think is, you know, in the first test, we had Nadeem, and the only weapon they had was to sweep. So they sweeped it. They had the most powerful weapon against the spinner. You know, they were sweeping very well. And in the second test, Indian batsmen implemented it. Rohit Sharma was sweeping the balls. And the inclusion of Akshar Patel. Now, Akshar Patel bowls consistently in same line. And also, he turns a lot. And that's, I think that's affecting England. And if you see most of the balls, he bowls it straight to the wicket. So, I mean, they try to sweep, but they don't get that doesn't touch the middle of the bat. Maybe some top edge, and that's going into catches. So, really bad from England. Very good from Akshar Patel. And, okay, you know, just see at England, 112 all out from England. And then India's 145 all out. And then good for Rohit again, 66. Dill, 14 out. Bowled Jofra Archer. Catch Jack Crawley. So Shubman Gill, you know, departing again for a low scoring game. Again for a low score. And, you know, do you think to get in Mayank Agarwal instead of Shubman Gill? Yes, I think they should maybe give Mayank Agarwal a chance, maybe because a 4th test is a game. They should try out Mayank Agarwal. But personally, what did you think?
I think Mayank is also getting him is also a good thing. No, we can try that also because I think he'll be also practicing a lot and he'll be in the form. But I mostly feel like we should keep Shubman Gill because seeing this match was a very low scoring game, and if a batsman hit more than 10 runs is also very great in this match. So if you see that way, Shubman Gill, I think he hit in the first innings 11. And in the second innings, also he hit 15 runs. So, if you see in according to this match, I think that's a great score because only five Indians hit in the out of the 11 players, only five Indians hit in two digits. So, if you see, it's a good score, no problem. But getting Mayank is also worth a try. You can do that. But I mostly personally feel keeping Gill is only fine.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Then Kohli departing for 27, Rahane 7, Pant 1. I expected Pant to hit, but Pant 1, Ashwin 17, Sundar 0, Akshar 0. And if you have noticed, man, Root was surprising with his 5 wicket haul. And more surprising is he just bowled 6.2 overs. You know, what an excellent effort. You know, you see Jack Leach, he bowled 20 overs. He struggled and got at last 4 wickets. And this man in just 6.2 overs gets 5 wickets. You know, what do you think of that?
Yes, Root's a really good bowler. If you see through his record also, if he has less wickets but compared to his matches. But those wickets also he got at the right time. So if you see, he's a good bowler. His spin also, the action, everything, and they showed also before the match he took guidance from England's bowling coach, spin bowler coach Jeetan Patel. They took he took guidance from him, like see the action, he tried to improve in the action and then which areas to bowl to left hand batsman, right hand batsman. So he had taken the guidance from the coach, and so I think he was previously, after seeing batting on the day one, I think he was like ready for bowling on day two. I think he saw that the pitch was good for spinners and he was ready to bowl. So taking guidance and bowling is always great. So I think he really followed the guidance and bowled in the right areas. If you see, he took the wickets of Rishabh Pant, Ashwin, Washington Sundar, Akshar Patel and Bumrah. So if you see, all of them are left-handers and right-handers. So he could control the ball at that point of time. So that's a very great thing. So I feel it was right for him to bowl. He should have bowled on day one itself. That he should have bowled, because if he would have bowled on that day, I think Rohit Sharma wouldn't have hit those 66. So bowling too late is a bad decision, but at least he bowled. So that's great.
Yeah, and you saw this 5 wicket haul. Do you remember anything previously from Root in his bowling by chance?
Yeah, in this series only he took one wicket. I think the last match in the first test or second test, he took Ashwin's wicket. So I think the second test, first innings, he took Ashwin's wicket. I saw that. And in the Sri Lanka series also, he took 2 wickets. So that's what commentators were telling when I was seeing the match. They were telling, like, he isn't new to bowling. Just that 5 wicket haul is a first time, I think first time, I feel. Him. So, yeah. And he's the first captain from 1983. He's the first England captain to take a 5 wicket haul. After Bob Willis, I think. Yes, he's the first captain from 1983 to take a 5 wicket haul.
Oh, I was not expecting that answer from you, Maitreya. Well, when he bowled that 5 wicket haul, I got reminded to this. In 2016 World T20 final, he bowled West Indies batsman. You know, he got 3 wickets. Just amazed. At the start, again, yes, it was West Indies who won that World Cup. A World T20 final, but he was the one who started it. He took out maybe 3 or 2 wickets, I don't remember, but when he bowled this 5 wicket haul, I just got reminded to it. I thought I'd say it today.
Oh.
Well, Okay, then England batted, right? 81 all out they were. I know expected a lot from England in the second innings. I thought they will come back better. They'll come back better. I thought Root will be in a good form. I thought Bairstow will be in good form. I think it was a low scoring game, and they eventually got out for 81 all out. So what do you say about this?
Yes,
Should they
so
have batted longer? Should they have batted longer and continued it to day three? Batted slowly, get some slow runs into the board. Should they have done that?
yes, they should have batted slowly. So if you see, in the whole innings, Root batted for the most balls. He batted for 45 balls. So if you see, batting there for more time was crucial at that point of time. And if you see, Sibley got out. I was seeing live when Sibley got out. So he went for the shot there. When he got out, he went for the shot. He was not defending. So after defending for many balls, I think he got frustrated. So I think Indian bowlers took that point. So frustrating them till, I mean, bowling to them, and they cannot hit the ball. So bowling such type of balls until they get frustrated and go for the shot. And then when they go for the shot, and they will get out. So I think that was one of the game plan Indian bowlers used there. So Akshar Patel and Ashwin. And if you see, staying there for more time was very important. So I think many England batsmen, they got frustrated at the time defending many balls. I think Root did that for 45 balls, but he eventually got out. So and staying there at the pitch was very difficult at that point of time. So I expected that 81, I mean not 81, I expected at least just above 100 at least, but below 100 I also didn't expect that. But 81 was, I looking at the Indian spinners and their quality and the factors that support the spin that day, 81 was actually great if you say. But Indians proved that wrong. I mean, if you see in the second innings, India did 49 for 0. So if you see,
Yep,
I think England had
that
the pressure.
49, I feel, yeah, exactly. They had the pressure. Indian team didn't have that pressure when they were batting in the fourth innings. All right. Yes, correct.
Yes,
And
so
this match for Indian fans, this match for the Indian fans, it was just amazing. Ishant Sharma getting to his 100 matches, and Ravichandran Ashwin getting to his 400 test wickets. It's a great achievement from this both. But first, do tell me about Ishant Sharma getting to his 100 matches.
Yes, so for Ishant Sharma, I think it was a very long journey. So he himself said that, and he though he didn't get many overs to bowl and anything like that, he got just one wicket. But the thing I think he celebrated, how he celebrated the 100th test was hitting his first six in these 100 test matches. He hit his first six in this match. So I think that's how he celebrated. I think so. So that was another achievement I saw when I was seeing into his career. And if you see, he already got his 300 wickets recently. So if he continues the way, if he continues for about 2 years, 3 years, and then he can go longer. But if you see the next 2, 3 years, I think he can give India, he can be the senior bowler. He and Bumrah, they can be the two senior fast bowlers for the test team. And I'm sure he will continue for a longer time.
Yes, Ishant Sharma. He was the one who got us the first wicket on day one. I was seeing it live until then. I don't remember which. Yeah, Sibley got out. Sibley got out when he bowled. That was the first wicket. I think he was amazed. I predicted he would get a 5-wicket haul, but things changed. He didn't get many overs to bowl. Well, he got his 100th cap from Amit Shah and President Ramnath Kovind, President of India. So great achievement. Ishant Sharma getting to his 100 matches in the biggest cricket stadium in the world. Nice achievement on the reopening day. So great. But now talk about Ashwin's 400 test wickets.
Yes, so Ashwin is the second fastest bowler to take 400 wickets, and he's second to Murali Dharan, and he's the fastest Indian bowler to do that. So you see, even getting to 250 wickets, 300 wickets, 350 wickets, all these milestones, he was the fastest. But now at coming to 400, he was the second fastest. That's not a problem. And getting 400 in these many, just in less than 80 matches. So if you see, I think 78 or 77, I'm not quite sure. But getting in very few matches is a very great thing. And I think he can get closer to Murali Dharan also. He can go past the 800 wickets if he continues in this pace. And if he's fully fit, without any injuries, then he can go on for another, at least say 4 or 5 years. If he continues in this manner, I think he can go past Murali Dharan and even Anil Kumble. So he can become the highest Indian wicket taker, and he can become the world's highest wicket taker. And all his wickets, so about more than 200 wickets of those 400, more than 200 are against left-hand batsmen, if you see. Because many bowlers get right-hand batsmen mostly. He got more than 200, more than half the wickets he got against the left-hand batsmen. And he got Ben Stokes also so many times. I think this was the 11th time, I think. 11th time.
Yeah, exactly. I saw it in Instagram post, one of the posts. I saw it in the homepage. But, you know, people say that he got most of his wickets on Asian soil conditions. Yes, he has got in Asian conditions most of the wickets, but, you know, it would be a challenge from him after maybe we'll go to England and play their test match, a test match series. So that's when he's going to shut the mouth of all those.
But he has already proved it wrong. When he played the Australia test series recently, he showed them in Australia also he took those wickets now. So he proved them wrong there itself. So in Australia he could play well, and I think likewise other countries also he can do.
And I think he's the best spinner in this modern era, best off spinner, best whatever you want to call him,
finger spinner, even if best finger spinner.
Yes, whatever. Yes, he's off spinner too. So, okay. Yes. Then India chasing 49. You have talked about it. You know, they won by 10 wickets. You know, they didn't have any pressure at all. So they got a win by 10 wickets in 10 wickets. And you had 3 days to go, but they have finished it. You know, I'm bored, you know, seeing no matches for this 3 days. But fine, it looks record. For finishing a test match in 2 days.
Yes, and another thing is that after having these many days of hectic schedule, even Virat Kohli said that in the post-match presentation, he said getting those 3 days are very great for them because every day is a very hectic day, hectic schedule they have, packed schedule. So 3 days rest if you get extra, it will be very comforting for them also. So that's what Virat Kohli said. And but for the stadium officials and the people in the stadium, I feel it was quite bad because for all the 5 days, the tickets were sold and now people are asking for a refund. So that will be very sad for them, for the stadium officials.
But I'm sure if you don't see the money, I think fans would have enjoyed the way India won. But apart, there will be some fans who enjoyed it. There will be some fans who would be worried about the, their money. Whatever it is, it's a good thing. But now we'll talk about the World Test Championship final, and then we'll preview the 4 tests. So, right, England are out from qualifying to the World Test Championship final. So, they needed to win both of these games to be qualified. But India have one game to go. They need to manage this one, the 4 tests. If they prevent it from going to the England side, you know, that's sure that we are going to the World Test Championship final. So they need either to draw it or win it. So I think it's a do or die, much or less. And I think it's a good, interesting, exciting World Test Championship final. But whom do you think will reach the final with New Zealand? And what do you think about this method? Because if India loses this fourth test, Australia will go. So could you just tell us?
Yes, so I mostly feel India will be very prepared now. The coming match will be like a final. I mean, semi-final it could be told as, but it should be played as a final. It should be very, they'll be playing very, very carefully. They will pick the right choices, whom to play and when to play, which bowler to bring in. So the statistics and, I mean, the strategies, everything will be planned previously. And now that Bumrah is out of the, he opted out due to some personal reasons now. So he isn't going to play the fourth test. That's came recently, the news. So
then we have to see Mohammad Siraj coming back. Mohammad Siraj and
Siraj or Umesh Yadav. Umesh Yadav.
Yeah. Yes, I think they will go in for Mohammad Siraj. Maybe, God knows. But, you know, just tell about this. Okay. Continue.
Yes. So I mostly feel they will take Mohammad Siraj. If you see, Umesh Yadav hasn't played recently a test match. So in the next, whoever is more convincing, whom they feel can play out well, I think they will take that player. So if you look upon this, so I believe again they will take the three spinners, because if you see the same pitch, so I feel they will take the three spinners.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but whom do you think will reach the final with New Zealand?
I think India only. Means I want India to reach, but I also think India also will, because they have got now 3 full days to rest, and then they have the schedule. So they got enough rest and they have got the players who can perform. You see, India has a spinners. Akshar Patel is bowling well. And then Ashwin is bowling well. And if you see a fast bowler, Sinan Sharma is doing well. And then Siraj or Umesh Yadav. So, and Washington Sundar also, he can bowl well. Or they can take Kuldeep Yadav. So that's their choice. So they have to pick the right decision at that time. And then if you see, they have good batsmen. Rohit Sharma and then Pujara, Virat Kohli. Gill or Mayank Agarwal. Whomever they take,
Anything is okay because we have the ultimate team. If one is not performing well, I think the other will. No need to worry about that.
Yes.
Yeah, I think for me, India will go to the final with New Zealand. I predicted, because, you know, after putting the efforts in Australia from being 36 all out and then putting the efforts, I think it shouldn't go waste. I think they deserve the World Test Championship final. They deserve it really, because winning a test series away from home, and that too in Gabba, in all those records, breaking all those record under the captaincy of Ajinkya Rahane and all the injuries. I think India deserves World Test Championship final.
Yes.
And I think we need, and I think we need and deserve the World Test Championship, not final, I think even the title. So waiting for it eagerly, it's exciting. But now we will preview the fourth test. So I don't think any changes, much changes will come into Indian side, except for Jasprit Bumrah or whatever you said. But for England side, I think now they've realized that they need to pick another spinner. So Moeen Ali is gone away to England. So I think they will get in Dombas, right? So if they get in Dombas, any other changes do you think?
Yes, so if you see, they can change best if they want. If they feel he's not performing well, they can bring him in, they can take him out and bring Lawrence. So that's an optional change according to at that time. And other players I feel are performing well. Folks is a very good keeper. And then if you see Jofra Archer, James Anderson, they're all good bowlers. So if you see all the bowlers around, all are well, I think they can take out Stuart Broad and bring in Dombas, because they have a extra fast bowler. And as you said, they can bring in Dombas. And the fast bowler to take out, I think they can take out Stuart Broad, because James Anderson can swing, he can do the reverse swing. So that he can do that without taking in any factors of the pitch. So any the any pitch on any type of ground, James Anderson can do that. So that will be a wonder. So keeping James Anderson is important, and Jofra Archer also a good bowler. So we can keep Jofra Archer, and I think you can take out Stuart Broad and bring in Dom Best. So what do you
think? Do you think to take out Pope? So Pope isn't been doing well, is just being hanging over there in the team. Do you think they should take out Ollie Pope?
Pope hasn't been hitting well in the past.
And maybe you could get in Lawrence in a 3, and maybe you could shift Bairstow at 6, because Bairstow can actually bat good with the old ball once the ball becomes old. So I think if they got to do that, it'll be fine, because Bairstow can actually support the middle order, because we have seen a lot of trouble once the top order is broken. You had Josh Butler who could fix it, but now we don't have anyone there. So I think yes, Ben Fox is a brilliant batsman, but he isn't able to fix it. So I think if Bairstow, they bring him down to the middle order. I think if the top order isn't batting well, I think he can give that little support maybe, because if he hasn't played many matches, I know recently he hasn't played the first 2 games. So if you put, and now he has played, he has gone for a duck. So if you experiment and put him at 6, maybe he may come out well. What do you say?
Yes. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I feel that's a good point. You can take out Pope and put Lawrence, and you can put Lawrence in the front and bring down Bairstow. Bring Bairstow down the order. I think that's worth a try.
Yeah. And any other changes do you think? Now coming to the Indian side, no, any minor changes, not in the squad changes, you know, any change they should approach? I mean, where should they look the problem? Because we have seen the top order failing sometimes. According to that, do you think take out Washington Sundar and get back with Kuldeep Yadav? Or do you recommend to stay with Washington Sundar, because he could be that support? You know, Akshar Patel isn't being able to bat out. Well, there is doing brilliantly with the ball, no doubt, but with the bat, you know, concern, because we have seen, you know, it's been a long time since this was happening, because, you know, we have seen all the top order batting well above 30. You know, it's been a long time since we have seen that, because if one is performing well now, the other isn't. So it's a big problem, because if Pujara is hitting well, Rahane isn't. Just for example. So
yes.
Do you think they should stay with Washington Sundar? Give that support.
Actually, I have a bit of idea. I think they can take out Washington Sundar and put Hardik Pandya. So Hardik Pandya can give that bowling. He can bowl there as well as
but
take...
Maybe he has an injury. Maybe he isn't still recovered.
I believe he's in the squad. I think at least he can bowl.
From his back pain. He had a back surgery, so he said he won't be able to bowl. That's why if he recovers and gets to bowl, it'd be fine.
He's in the squad.
Yeah, he's in the squad. I'm saying that he had a surgery, and that's why he didn't bowl in the Australia, he didn't bowl in IPL. That was the reason. So do you think he's not going to bowl? So do you think putting him is a worth?
In one of the ODI matches in the Australia series, he had bowled for 5 overs. At that
yeah,
match,
because bowling well. Yeah, that is a different situation. But now they won't try out, because bowlers are all set. The batting looks a little weak, not weak, but a small whatever you say, but. Hardik Pandya is not going to bowl, so putting him in the middle order, is it a worth?
Yeah, I feel, because we don't need a bowler. If you see, Akshar Patel and Ashwin just finished the match recently, and they didn't even need Ishant and Bumrah in the second inning. So wanting the fifth bowler isn't the matter. No, you want a batsman. You can either put KL Rahul or Hardik Pandya. It doesn't matter. But you want that batsman who performs. So if you see, bowlers are not the concern now. If you see, we have Ashwin, Akshar Patel. They perform very well. And Ishanthan, now Bumrah isn't there for the next test. So if you see, we can have either Umesh Yadav or Mohammad Siraj. So now getting a bowler isn't the matter now. So we should see for a batsman who can back up. So that's why I feel Hardik Pandya or KL Rahul.
Okay, just a simple question to you now. I'm coming to you for this. Now, Hardik Pandya will play test cricket. You know, we have seen him he's a brilliant T20 batsman, kind of. You know, he can play even the one-day internationals. But he has played test cricket in the past, yes. But do you think he will lose his T20 explosive form when he comes and play test cricket?
No, I don't think that's the way, because he also plays decent first class cricket. So if you see his records, he played first class cricket. So that doesn't spoil him at the T20s. So if you look at this approach, I think him playing test cricket is not a problem. He can play the test cricket. That doesn't affect his T20 performance, because in T20 he has a different approach and in test he has a different approach. So he just plays quickly in T20s, and in test he takes his time and play. Like ODIs, I think he will play in test. So if you see, there isn't a problem there. Him playing in test cricket and it affecting his T20s isn't a matter now, because we need a batsman. See, Virat Kohli plays test cricket and he plays T20. He plays differently in T20 and differently in test. So that's not the problem here. The problem is we need a batsman, and we have to just fix the problem by getting him. And since he also has experience, I think he know how to approach which format and how to approach it accordingly. So I feel that's the matter.
Yeah, that's fair. I just asked it whatever you might think. But yes, bringing Hardik Pandya will be fair, and it will be good. I think they will experiment it out, because it's the last game and it's crucial. And at the same time, it's a game changer for the World Test Championship final. So I think they will try out things, or they might not. They might stick to the same team. Whatever it might be, I think it will be a good game, and the team is good, and England will return. They will have a good comeback. I'm sure about this, because they are a great team, and we have to see what the fourth test looks like. Okay, then we'll wind up for today. We'll wrap up. Okay, thank you, Maitreya, for coming.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you, people, for watching this, streaming it till here. And if you're watching this on iTunes, please rate it, review it. It will help us a lot.